Welcome to Parshas HaShavua podcast. This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. Emor has a lot of different things, and I wanted today to share with you just two insights that come from Parshas Emor on very different topics. So the first part of understanding a phraseology, a terminology that the pasuk, that the uses. The beginning of the Parsha talks about Hashem giving Moshe Rabbeinu a mitzvah to tell the Kohanim about the laws, to do with a Kohen, who the Kohen can marry, who the Kohen can't marry, and also the prohibition of a Kohen becoming impure by coming into contact with a dead body, which still applies even today. The Kohanim, for example, when they go to a funeral, they have to stand separate in the room, and so on. So they can't come into contact with a dead body or be in the same room as a dead body, with exceptions. And there's exception with the relatives, the seven relatives, parents, children, siblings, and spouse, where a Kohen could become impure and then go to the funeral and all that kind of stuff. However, the Kohen Gadol in every generation, in the temple times, there was one Kohen who was designated to be the Kohen Gadol, the leader of the Kohanim. And for the Kohen Gadol, he could never become impure, even for relatives. There's only one exception that the Kohen Gadol could become impure, and that is if the Kohen Gadol was walking in a forest or going on the way and found a dead body that no one has, no relatives, it's been abandoned and no one's there to bury it. It's called a meis mitzvah, and in that such a case, the Kohen Gadol could bury that person. But otherwise, even his own relatives, someone else has to do it, and he has to remain separate as a Kohen would do with any other person. Now, the way that's introduced in the Torah is the following. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Emor el ha-Kohanim, say to the Kohanim, B'nei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, who was the first Kohen, the Omarto aleihem, and say to them the following. So the Kli Yoker and other commentaries ask the question, what does it mean, speak to the Kohanim, who are the sons of Aaron, and tell them? We know that the Kohanim are the sons of Aaron. The Kohanim were introduced to us a long time ago. They started off with Aaron being the main Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, and he had four sons who were the Kohanim, and then his grandson Pinchas became a Kohen, and so on, and that's how the Kohanim began. So why does the Torah tell us, Emor el ha-Kohanim, speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell them? And also, what's the double expression? Speak to the Kohanim and say to them. Say to the Kohanim and say to them. What's going on here? So he explains the following. This is the Kli Yoker, the disciple of the Maharal, has beautiful stuff in the Chumash, and he says the following idea. And he says, we know that the Kohanim at a certain level of holiness. The holiness that the Kohanim have came from the Kohen Gadol, the Aaron. He was the source of their Kedusha. However, the Kedusha that flowed from Aaron to his children was not the full Kedusha. He was the source. He was the origin of the Kedusha of the holiness, but when it flowed onto his children, or when the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha flows onto other Kohanim, the other Kohanim do not absorb the full intensity of the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. They have an amazing level of Kedusha, but it's only a second degree Kedusha which they receive from the Kohen Gadol, and it's not the same as before, which is true in every generation. In other words, every generation, There was a Kohen Gadol that was designated, which absorbed the same Kedusha as Aaron HaKohen, the original Kohen. But then everyone else, and today as well, the Kedusha that the Kohanim have is a secondary Kedusha, which they come from. It comes from the Kohen Gadol, but not quite as intense in the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, he says, that's why there's a difference between the laws of the Kohanim about who they can come into contact with in terms of impurity. The reason that a Kohen cannot become impure by coming into contact with any dead body is because they have to protect that intensity of Kedusha, the intensity of holiness that they have. The holiness that they have is not compatible with becoming impure to every dead body that they come across. However, we see a difference between their protection of their holiness and the protection of the Kohen Gadol's holiness. So the Kohen Gadol cannot become impure to anyone because his level of intensity of Kedusha is tremendous. However, because he gives the Kedusha to the Kohanim and they receive it in a second degree, they don't have exactly the same intensity as the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, theirs is a bit different. They also cannot become impure to any, come into contact with any dead body, but they could when it comes to the immediate relatives. Says the Kli Yakar, and now we're going to understand the Pasuk. Emor al HaKohenim, speak to the Kohenim. Who are the Kohenim? They B'nai Aaron. They are the sons of Aaron. Therefore, you must take that into account when you speak to them, to explain to them why their laws are not exactly the same as the Kohen Gadol's laws. Because they're only the sons of Aaron, they're not Aaron themselves. Because that extra Kedusha, right, is hinted, sorry, that lesser Kedusha is hinted in the Omarto Aleim. Speak to the Kohenim who are the sons of Aaron and speak to them, speak to their level of Kedusha and tell them that there are six exceptions or seven exceptions of when they could become impure, which is different to the Kohen Gadol's laws, which are described a little bit later. So that's just a very interesting idea behind, learned from the double expression and the extra expression of the Torah, where it again tells us the Kohenim are the sons of Aaron and why their level of Kedusha is a little bit different. Okay. I want to now go to a part of the Torah where it talks about this week, this week's parasha talks about the Yomim Tovim, the festivals. So it says, Eile Moyade Hashem, these are the festivals of Hashem, Mikra'i Kodesh, sort of callings of holiness, which you can always proclaim in the right time, in the correct times. And I'm sharing this idea based on the Sori Halavim, which he says, why is this concept that the Torah adds? It says, these are the Chagim, it says, which you should proclaim in their time. What does that mean? What is it referring to? And he says, shares a very beautiful insight. Starts off with something we read in the very beginning of Vayishlach, in the Chumash in Vayishlach, where it says that Yaakov, eventually after being by Lavan and meeting Esav on the way back and so on, it says Yaakov came to a place called Sukkos, but Yaakov nosa sukoisoi, and it says he came towards the place called Sukkos. Then it says Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Irishchem. Yaakov came complete, he came whole to the city of Shechem. What does it mean he became whole? So Rashi explains, says three things. Sholom begufoy, he was complete in his body, he was healthy, he had healed from the malach, who the angel of Esau had injured him. Sholom bemomoynoy, he was complete with all his financial, all his resources, even though when he left to go to Lavan, Eliphaz, Esau's son, pursued Yaakov and took away all his possessions and left him in poverty, but Yaakov came back complete with his resources, and complete with his Torah, even though it spent 20 years in the house of Lavan, he was complete in his Torah. Now this pasuk comes right after the pasuk, which says that Yaakov came to the town called Sukkos. So he says the following idea. He says there are three tests that a person endures in this life, which can hamper or threaten or weaken our resolve, our faith, our overcoming of spiritual challenges, keeping our emunah and so on. The first is physical tests. When a person is struck with physical injury, physical disease, him or his loved ones, etc., etc. They test faith, they test spiritual security. The second is financial distress. You know that the Gemara tells us, anius, poverty, can make a person insane. It can distract a person to a point where, again, his amunah, his betach, and his connection to Hashem can be really weakened. And the third is spiritual tests. When a person is challenged with temptation in an environment which is toxic, with bad values, bad temptation, it's really, really hard. And it's so hard to stay strong and not to overcome, and to overcome the challenges, overcome the temptations, and remain strong in connection to Hashem. So he says, Hashem gave us the three festivals, the famous three festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, as each one is a special energy to overcome each of these three tests. He said, Pesach is about physical tests. Pesach Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim where we were persecuted, where we were enslaved, where we were enslaved and brutally dealt with. And that's the message of Pesach, that even though this happens to us, we can go out of Mitzrayim, we can go out of that physical distress. Shavuos is when Hashem gave us the Torah. And He gave us the ability to keep the Torah. And He gave us the ability to learn Torah and to be strong in Torah, which of course is the answer to spiritual spiritual challenge. That although, yes, we are challenged, but we have the koyach, we have the power to overcome those challenges and to adhere and to keep to the Torah and the Torah's mitzvahs and so on. Sukkos is overcoming financial challenge. Why? Because Sukkos reminds us, what do we do on Sukkos? We go out of a strong physical permanent structure and we spend 7 days with great faith and with great simcha in a insecure structure, a flimsy structure. That's the sukkah. Diras arai, a temporary dwelling place. To show that really Hashem knows what He's doing, and even when things are going tough physically or resourcefully, financially, we are still connected to Hashem. And then he says that the idea of this is not only when the Yom Tov comes around, but these Yom Tovs are, these Chagim are things we can channel, we can proclaim, as the Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oisem Amayadom. You can always call on the energy of those festivals to overcome these three challenges that every person has. And it says, when you look at the life of Yaakov, you'll see that he had all these three challenges. First of all, he says, he had the physical challenge of Esav. Esav's malach came to attack him, wanted to really injure him. Right? In the house of Lavan, when he was there for 20 years, it was a spiritual challenge every single day, and yet he overcame that. And he sent a message to Esav, I spent 20 years at Lavan's house, but I kept the 613 mitzvahs. And of course, the financial challenge of Eliphaz taking away everything from him when he went to Lavan. Of course, the last one that he had to endure was the physical one when the malach, the angel of Esav, tried to injure him. And therefore, he called on the energy of these three Yomim Tovim to heal and to overcome all of those challenges. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says that he came to Sukkos. He came to the last one. He eventually came to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and he came complete. And Rashi says, when he'd gone through all these challenges, he came complete in his body, in his money, and his faith. And that's what the Pasuk means. Hashem is giving us these three festivals. Asher Tikru Oisem Boedem. Hashem gave us three symbols throughout the year to always call upon whenever we can to overcome the challenges that threaten our emunah and threaten our faith and our trust in Hashem. Let's hope we can use them, we can read about them. And every time we read in the Torah, the Sfarim, he doesn't say this, but the Sfarim talk about that we should never give up hope. And when we read Parshas Emor, we have to remind ourselves in that, and especially that we actually, at the end of this week, interesting, everything's connected, we have the festival of Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar. Pesach Sheni is when we learn about the person who couldn't bring the Korban Pesach because he was distant, because he was impure, and Hashem gives us a second chance. And it's the same message. There's always hope. We can always fix. We can always return. We can always reconnect. Even if we fail, there's always hope and there's always reconnection. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.